This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has arrived in Moscow on a three-day visit that offers a strong political boost for Russian President Vladimir Putin as his fighting in Ukraine grinds on, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China and Russia have described Xi's visit as part of efforts to further deepen their no-limits friendship. The Kremlin's welcomed China's peace plan for Ukraine and says it will be discussed during Putin-Xi talks over dinner on Monday. Beijing has called for a ceasefire, but Washington strongly rejects the idea as the effective ratification of the Kremlin's battlefield aims. China looks to Russia as a source of oil and gas for its energy-hungry economy and as a partner in opposing what both see as American domination of global affairs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union countries on Monday agreed to a 2 billion euro plan to send 1 million artillery rounds to Ukraine over the next year by digging into their own stockpiles and teaming up to buy more shells.
The answer of the Council was clear. Ukraine can continue counting on the European Union.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, whose approved plan is to spend 1 billion euros on shells from stockpiles to get more supplies to Kyiv soon and 1 billion more on joint procurement. A top United Nations panel of scientists said Monday humanity still has a chance, close to the last one, to prevent the worst of climate change future harm. That's requires quickly slashing carbon pollution and fossil fuel use 60% by 2035. The United Nations chief said it more bluntly, calling for an end